UC Davis made history over the weekend with the unveiling of West Village, the nation's largest housing development designed to be zero net energy. That is, to use no more electricity than it produces. The complex is home to 800 students and faculty right now, but its boosters say that's just the beginning. As part of our Climate Watch project, Anna Tentakulis takes us on a tour.
I'm standing in the middle of UC Davis's West Village complex, and all around me are these geometric kind of buildings with slanted roofs, and they're all different colors. The man behind this one-of-a-kind student housing development says it took 11 years to bring this idea into reality.
One of the things is that it's not radical looking.
Bob Seeger is the campus planner at UC Davis.
I mean, we think it's a contemporary looking and exciting looking community, but it's not so radical that you would walk around and think there's no way this could ever happen again.
And that was one of the goals behind West Village, to create the nation's largest zero net energy community, and one that could be replicated in any city or town across America. Zero net is the latest trend in green construction. And though it may sound complicated, it's actually quite simple. Seeger explains as we walk through the two-story student recreation center.
So the solar panels on this building right now are probably generating more than this building needs to run. So that goes in the solar bank account, as it were. And then there'll be days when it's cool or cloudy where it won't be generating as much and we'll be pulling power from the grid. So the idea is that over the course of a calendar year, it nets out to zero.
15,000 solar panels help to get the job done, and they're everywhere, mounted on rooftops, parking canopies, and the village's clock tower. But Seeger says zero net is not just about harnessing solar power. It's also about siting, how buildings are designed and laid out with respect to the natural environment. In West Village, rows of sleek residential apartments are strategically located on long east-west streets, which helps them maximize the heat or breeze on any given day. Customized window awnings with movable wooden slats control the amount of sun that enters the rooms. Each resident also gets connected to a smartphone app that can turn off lamps and other electronics remotely.
I'm Joey Fusco. I'm one of the community assistants here.
Fusco is also in charge of selling students and faculty on these sustainable apartments.
We're walking into the four-bedroom here. This is
He says the biggest selling points aren't necessarily the techno toys.
The environmental friendliness of it, and then the community it has to offer.
It also helps that each unit comes with private bedrooms, bathrooms, and an energy-efficient washer and dryer. But perhaps the crowning jewel and the most promising kind of green technology is West Village's biodigester.
So it's basically taking garbage and waste and creating energy out of it.
Right, that's exactly what it is. Food waste from the dormitories, from the dining halls. We have a dairy, so we've got animal waste at the dairy. We have green waste. Her technology will allow us to feed all of those stocks into the biodigester, have them decomposed at different rates. That makes methane and hydrogen, which then get burned for electricity.
The biodigester is an invention created by UC Davis professor Ruhong Zhang. Campus planners call West Village an incubator because they relied on faculty research and ideas for the development's sustainability.
That you can actually take that university and leading-edge research and use it as fuel with the private sector to create a real place.
A real place with a $300 million price tag, which could keep projects like this from catching on quickly. But developers say with the energy savings, they'll get that money back in 7 to 10 years. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
You can see what a zero-net energy community looks like. We have a slideshow of this one taking shape online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.